teachers and educators globally are beginning to incorporate technology more in their classrooms. Microsoft's Skype in the Classroom breaks the walls of classrooms, allowing students to take virtual field trips to museums, zoos, and other institutions. One of the facilities is the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody. The museum has situated itself to be one of the program's most prolific partners. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska joined a lesson at the center.
George Miller, an outreach educator for the Center of the West, says hello to a classroom full of 7 to 9-year-olds.
How are you guys today? Hi.
But the third grade class isn't in the room with Miller. They're looking at each other through a screen using Skype. Hands on hips, Miller dives right into the lesson.
And we've got some very interesting people that live near us here in Cody, Wyoming. And they're called American Indians or Native Americans. Have you guys been studying Native Americans?
The center offers 4 lessons over Skype. 1 on Western art, on animal adaptations, on men of the Mountain West, and this lesson on Native American people of the region. All of these lessons are based off the resources of the museum. On a long table in front of Miller lays a bison skull, mittens made out of the beard of the bison, moccasins, and a handful of other articles. For Julie Hayden, a first grade teacher from St. Johns County, Florida, the Center of the West lesson on the Plains Indians people fit right into her Native American curriculum.
And again, I just searched through it, different ones, different topics and such, and I just tried to find things that would appeal to my 6- and 7-year-olds, and they were one of them, especially talking about Buffalo Wild West and the Native Americans.
Hayden says since 6- to 7-year-olds have a short attention span, most Skype lessons run from 20 to 25 minutes. She says her kids love the one-on-one interactions with people far away.
They love to learn new things, they get to discover things, talk to different people, and the biggest thing was they get to ask questions. But it's neat for someone to talk about it and to show the big bison blanket.
But I wanted to show you how big one buffalo hide is.
He was saying it was about 15 pounds and he showed each side of it.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
They were like, whoa, that's so neat. So it was just kind of the excitement of each thing that he showed us.
And the excitement rings true for most students. In just 5 years, the center has taught lessons to students in Wyoming, 49 other states, and 31 countries, connecting with over 100,000 students ranging from kindergarten to high schoolers. This basically means they teach 7 to 8 classes daily. Megan Smith, a digital learning specialist, says the museum is located in a rural place, so
they don't come in December and January, even February, because of weather. So that's what kind of precipitated the whole Skype in the Classroom thing, is how can we impact more students?
And in the last several years, transportation and admission to museums are the first to be cut out of school budgets. So Smith says this is another way to expose students to those resources they'd be missing otherwise.
Skype in the Classroom, across the board, offers teachers a way to open those doors for students without actually having to get them into the museum.
Smith says a challenge in the beginning was figuring out how to interact with students that can't walk around the museums and hold objects.
You know, we get them really close to that camera on the Skype board and the animals in the draper, but they aren't able to manipulate it and hold it and learn from it that way. But the experience is still there. They're participating.
George Miller, the outreach educator, actually believes the kids' focus is better on Skype than on site.
So in some ways, I don't know, I feel like the attention can be even more focused by Skype than it is when they're here. But when you're focused in an electronic way, it's like watching TV or watching, you know, you're on the internet. And I don't know, kids respond really well to that.
Back at the Center of the West, Miller answers some last questions from the third graders and then signs off.
Bye-bye.
And with that, the Skype lesson is done. The center has reached another dozen or so students. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska from the Center of the West in Cody.